So if you have a word that you want to bring for all of us, and you don't feel you can be heard, then just come up here and give it. I do think the Lord has a little bit more for us here today. So let's just stand expectantly.
Thanks. Okay, I've got a word from Psalm 56, 10 to 11. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. The sense I got was it's a word of encouragement, really just stand on God's word. In some ways, I was reminded of Moses, who was struggling to find the words to actually praise you, Father God, and to ask you for whatever you needed, wanting. I think that was the sense I very much got. We should fall on God at this time and really ask him to find us the words we need. Amen.
I have a very simple word from the Lord, I think, and it may sound a bit silly, but the word I have is that the best bread pudding is made out of stale bread, and the sense that I feel comes with that is that even in our staleness and stagnantness, we might feel a bit like that stale bread that people want to throw out, but the Lord says, I breathe fresh life and new life into you, and I have a plan for you, so bring your staleness to me, and I will make it into something amazing and beautiful.
Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, we who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. I just was reminded of these words, that the truth of what we believe, the truth of the resurrection, the comfort that we can put our hope in this and know that that's God's truth. Amen.
So as we close, I think the Lord is giving us encouragement in many different ways. He's giving us encouragement that even though we're stale, we're going to be the best bread pudding there is. He's giving us greater encouragement and hope from Scripture, as Claire read. He gives us encouragement that he loves each one of us personally and deeply, that we are his daughters and sons, that he made us beautiful, and he made us for himself and for his glory. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, if you grab a seat. Thank you, Eleanor, and everybody. Thank you, Lord.